Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Hey, Molly, what's for dinner tonight?
Well, I was thinking I might cook some of those...
Oh, we had those last night. Why don't we ever have...
That's too expensive, dearie, but I have got some nice...
Oh, no. I had that for lunch, kiddo, and it gave me an awful...
Well, for heaven's sakes, McGee, why don't you drink a glass of...
That's a good idea. I'll take some Alka-Seltzer right now.
Yes, for upset stomach, for headache, for general achiness. Take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer. When you drop Alka-Seltzer tablets into water, they fizz. And that action in the glass is important to you. It changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid that's better for you. Because a liquid is so much more natural and easy for your system to absorb. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
The squire of number 79 Wistful Vista has vainly been rummaging around the house in search of some postage stamps. The search having been of no avail, he decides to take the matter to higher headquarters.
Hey, Molly.
What is it, McGee?
Have we got any 3-cent stamps around the house, postage stamps?
Oh, sure.
I need 30.
Well, there ought to be... 30? Mm-hmm. What are you doing, sending your Christmas cards out early this year?
Nope, I'm sending out some letters to all my relatives and friends, including the county courthouse in Peoria. I'm going to track down the McGee family history, my dear.
Oh? Well, that should be an interesting project. Although, personally, I'd just as soon let well enough alone, I'm afraid.
I'm going to track down all about my ancestors, but the biggest problem is making the doggone deadline. I got to get all the stuff ready by the end of next week.
Next week? What's the big rush?
Oh, now, who's that?
Grocery boy!
Oh, it's the old-timer. That's a break, McGee.
Break? When I'm trying to get some letters ready to mail? If he gets started with one of them long stories of his,
no,
I'll never...
No, I was thinking about the special service he has for his customers. The extras he carries. He probably has some stamps.
Yeah?
We're in the living room, Mr. Oldtimer.
You think
he
so?
He carries all kinds of stuff with him. Book matches, jar lids, bottle openers.
Oh.
In fact, he told me that Mr. Wimple forgot to buy a card for his wife on their wedding anniversary, and the Oldtimer had just the thing for him.
Did, huh?
Yeah. Iodine, splints, and bandages. Oh, he's turned into a regular walking drugstore.
Hello there, kids. Hi, Johnny. What's new?
I need some stamps. That's what's new. You got any stamps?
Have I got any stamps? I sure have. Got a book of threes right here.
See what they tell you.
Let me have 30 of them.
Okay, Johnny. 1, 2, 30.
He's sending letters all over the country to track down his family history, Mr. Oldtimer. Sort of reconstruct his family tree and see who's hanging from each limb. Figuratively speaking, of course.
Don't go into detail, Molly. Just give me the stamps, Oldtimer. Never
you know, Papa tried that once, kid.
Now you see what you did.
But it ended in disaster. It was back in 85. And hardly a man alive remembers that fearful day. Except Mama.
Look, Oldtimer.
I'll tell you the story right now, Johnny, as a lesson.
Don't bother. Just give me the stamps.
Maybe you'll stop this foolish search. Before it's too late.
I gotta get these letters out to my relatives in the county courthouse in Peoria before...
Well, it's just like you, Johnny. Papa wrote to every living relative and tried to trace back through the dusty old courthouse records. And for a while, everything went great. Until that red letter day.
Red letter day?
Yeah, the day he read that letter. Everything went black.
What letter?
Oh, finally got through to you, did I, Johnny? How's the signal? Coming in clear, boop, boop, boop.
Never mind. What about the letter?
Well, sir, it was a courthouse answer that Pop had been waiting for, the last piece of the puzzle, see? Told how his great-grandfather had married his great-grandmother in 1783, and they had 8 sons.
Wow.
Clem, Hiram, Ezra, Matt, Mort, Milt, and Ethelbert.
Aw, for the...
And 6 daughters, Sally, Mary, Agatha...
Give me the stamp.
Shirley, Rosalie, and Pocahontas.
Pocahontas?
Adopted.
Oh.
Look, forget it, will you? Just let me have 33 cents.
And it went on to tell how Agatha was Papa's grandmother, and her sister Gloria married Papa's step-papa's second wife's cousin, Elroy, was killed by the Indians while searching for Bridie Murphy.
Oh, for that.
And her brother was Papa's second cousin's aunt's uncle on her nephew's side, and, well, to make a long story short, kids, when all the pieces were put together, Papa was in a terrible fix. Had to call the whole thing off.
Call it off? Why?
Well, you kids won't let this get around, will you?
No, of course not.
Well, when all the information was in, it turned out Papa was his own grandpa.
Oh.
And I just discovered some more bad news, kids. It turns out my stamp book is plumb empty. So long, daughter. And take my advice, Johnny. Don't shake that old family tree. You may get hit with a coconut.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Most of us like to have fun, I'm sure, and we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, like this. Listen to it fizz. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into liquid, a relief-giving liquid that's easy and natural for your system to absorb. And action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Still looking for some stamps?
Yeah. Gee whiz, I never can find anything around this house.
Oh, relax, McGee. That's no way to go looking for anything. You gotta approach this thing calmly. Look carefully. Now, first, I suppose you looked in the kitchen?
Yes.
In the fruit bowl?
Yes.
Behind the bookshelf?
Yes.
Under the seat cushions of the divan?
Yes.
In your toolbox?
Yes.
Well, that takes care of all the logical places. Now, let's try some silly places.
Hmm?
Like the desk and the writing table.
Oh, now, come in.
Well, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, kids. Had a few minutes between calls, and I just thought I'd drop by and chin a while.
Chin a while?
Hmm.
You don't need us for that, Fatso. Boy, you've got enough chins to hold a four-way conversation all by yourself.
Oh, McGee, pay no attention to him, Doctor.
Who does? Not me.
Good.
His moronic, weak-witted little insults roll off my back like water off a duck.
Fine.
But get him to tell you sometime about the smart crack he made to a man one day who suddenly got fed up, picked up a poker from the fireplace, and opened a little loudmouth skull with it like a ripe pumpkin.
What? Good heavens, when did this happen?
When he makes one more smart remark, because I'm just sick and tired of listening to...
Oh, doctor, now, my goodness.
Yeah, gee whiz, George, I'm just kidding.
Well...
Seriously, Doc, old boy, I'm glad you dropped in. I was hoping you would.
I often wonder why I do.
Because we're having a heck of a time finding postage stamps around here, Doc. Got some letters to mail, and since you go right by the post office, you can save us a trip.
Well, I suppose I could stop at the post office.
Here you are, Docie. 30 letters. Don't drop any, because...
30? Who's he complaining to now, Molly? The entire House of Congress, one at a time?
No, these aren't complaints. They're questionnaires.
Yep. I'm tracking down my family history, Fatso.
Trying to reconstruct his family tree.
His what? Family tree?
Now, don't laugh, Doctor. No telling what this research of his may turn up. Say, what if it turned out by some strange quirk of fate that you and McGee were related, for instance?
Related?
Related? Us?
Who knows? Stranger things than that have happened.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, if it turned out you were a relative of mine, Fatso, what would you say to that?
There would be only one thing I could say, McGee.
What?
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Doctor, that's cute.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, I've been waiting to say that ever since he mentioned the words family tree, Molly. Well, I better leave on a laugh, I guess.
Very funny man. Big slob. My gosh, if I couldn't think up a better joke than that to leave on, I'd stay here, because Dad read it. He didn't even take my letters with him.
Hey, Doc! Oh, Doc!
He's gone.
Well, I'll go over to Lester Nelson's and see if they got any stamps, because if I'm going to get this information in time for the deadline, I'll have to mail it. Two stamps, all Les Nelson had. And they'd already been licked.
Well, I'm afraid we are too, dearie. I've ransacked this house and we don't have any. The post office is closed now,
so... Oh, well, forget it.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm tearing up these dad-ratted letters, Ackley.
Oh, that's too bad.
This thing has been nothing but trouble from the start. I never would have made the deadline anyhow.
What deadline? What was this thing all about, anyhow?
Oh, didn't I tell you? The Elks Club is putting out our 25th anniversary yearbook next month. And
yearbook?
Yep. It's going to have our pictures in it and a story about each one of us. You know, our background, family history. Here. Here's the blank they sent me to fill out.
Let me see. Name, date of birth, and description of background in 10 words or less.
10 words? Well, I didn't see that.
Well, that's what it says right there, 10 words or less.
Oh, well, that'll be very simple. I can phone that in. I'll call Henry Lester, the Grand Exalted Ruler, and... Hello, Henry? This is McGee. Yeah, about that yearbook, Henry. I can give you the dope on me over the phone. Yeah, under my picture, just put F. McGee. American, Irish stock, good, kind, trustworthy, loyal. What else, Molly? I got 3 more words. What else am I?
Dependable.
Dependable.
Lovable.
Lovable.
And confused.
And confused. Yeah, that ought to take... No, wait a minute, Henry. Not that last one. Wait. Henry. Hello? Hello?
He's gone.
I'm not confused.
Bibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets contain vitamin B12. Ask at your drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
You know, this family research of mine brought back memories of my poor old maiden Aunt Millicent. Poor girl.
You never told me about her.
Oh, she was beautiful. Sort of the Elizabeth Taylor of the 1800s, but she never got married.
Oh. How come?
Well, it all hinged on the fact that she just didn't trust men.
Oh?
She had lots of offers, but it seems every time the wedding was arranged and they stood up in front of the people and the bridegroom said, I do, she said, oh, no, you don't. And that just kind of ruined everything.
I can see how it would.
Yeah. So long, everybody.
Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. This is John Wall saying goodbye.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.